Texas regulators and lawmakers are still picking up the pieces after last month's electricity failure during an extreme winter storm. Electricity in Texas is already controlled by a select few power brokers, and the state recently paved the way for two industry behemoths to become even more powerful. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Most Texans choose from a handful of private power companies that offer competing rate plans. The idea is that more competition helps lower costs, but the market is highly consolidated.
It's estimated about 70% of the retail market's dominated by just two companies.
That's Tim Morstead with AARP of Texas. He and other analysts are worried that these two corporations will soon dominate even more of the market as other companies go out of business.
Over 15 years, there's been a good number of retail electric providers operating in this deregulated market. However, in the last few years, it's become consolidated and very much dominated by two companies buying up many others. And we've got a concern that that trend's going to continue and result in less competition and higher prices for consumers.
The two companies he mentioned are Vistra and NRG. This is the sound of Melissa Smith's Dallas area home flooding from burst pipes after the recent freeze.
First of all, we took all precautions, every precaution. We dripped our faucets, opened the sink cupboards, I insulated spigots, everything. And I don't even know what day it was at this point, but I heard this awful noise and the pipes burst above my closet.
After moving to a hotel, she heard about a friend who had thousands of dollars pulled out of their bank account through their electric utility's auto pay. So she asked her husband to check their electricity bill. She's a customer of TXU Energy, a Vistra subsidiary.
And that's when he started looking into our electric bill and found that it was $1,800 for the month, which is ridiculous.
More than double a normal month. TXU says part of that figure is just an estimate for how much the Smiths would owe for the full month, but the bill also reflected increased electricity use during the extreme cold. Now, TXU and other providers got hit with huge bills of their own. That's because during the power outages, the Public Utility Commission of Texas, or PUC for short, allowed the cost of wholesale electricity to spike to its maximum level of $9,000. And the agency also removed a kind of circuit breaker that could have forced the price to drop sooner than it did. Basically, this means electricity generators were able to charge utilities, like TXU, a lot of money for power.
In retrospect, that was a bad decision.
That's Beth Garza, who served as the independent market monitor until 2019, when she says the PUC pushed her out during contract negotiations.
In my opinion, the removal of that circuit breaker led to much higher prices in the wholesale market than were necessary.
The current independent market monitor, which is tasked with watching for companies that break market rules, advised the PUC to retroactively lower the price, arguing that it remained too high for too long. The PUC declined to do so. Now, many smaller companies are expected to go out of business because of those costs, and their consumers are likely to get scooped up by the larger companies, like Vistra and NRG.
And it is a very serious problem.
Peter Crampton is an economics professor who spent more than 5 years on the board of directors for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, the operator of the Texas grid. He resigned in February amid political turmoil after the outages. He says it will be a problem if the market in Texas becomes even more consolidated.
It is what leads in banking to the problem of too big to fail, where the one or two or three banks that remain standing are huge monsters that can't fail. And what that does is it destroys the incentives for good behavior.
Vistra and NRG responded to questions about consolidation with statements on behalf of their subsidiaries. Both said that customers they scoop up from failing companies are free to switch to another provider at any time. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.